character flaw. I got a character flaw. You never please a mom. It's just a character flaw.
Welcome back to Character Flaws here on The Download on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. This is where we bring you every Wednesday night sketch comedy, improv, and characters from some of the best performers in Chicago. Because it's a great city. It's the mecca for improv, and there's so many great performers here, including the people on tonight, Kate James, Susan Messing, Rachel Mason, and Abby McEnany. So let's continue with Character Flaws. To download here, you know, I got to say, Pete, it's interesting because we've had a lot of success with our new segment called The Editorial, where we let people off the street come in and talk about things like taxes or the budget or to, you know, how schools are going or even violence. We haven't done as much about pop culture, and I feel like that's a part that's been missing. But The Editorial is open to people off the street to come in and voice their opinion about things that are important to the city of Chicago and the surrounding area. Tonight is no different. We would like to welcome to the studio Camilla and Charlotte. Is it Charlotte? Thanks for being here. And you guys have a beef with Hollywood, really.
It's not necessarily with Hollywood. Hello, my name is Charlotte Pierce, and this is my friend Camilla Hamilton. We are a little upset that Chicago has no representation on the Real Housewives franchise.
There should be a Real Housewives of Chicago.
Not that 90 Days of Summer crap.
Well, I mean, there's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and there's Real Housewives of New York or New Jersey. So really, they're playing off the idea of those being ritzy, rich towns. It's a different kind of thing.
Right? Chicago is a very cosmopolitan, metropolitan city. I find it actually preferable to New York City. I mean, it's tempered by a Midwestern sensibility, absolutely, but just as cultural an epicenter.
I mean, we live in Kenilworth during the week, but we have a pied-à-terre at Lake Point Towers, and when we're not taking the jets, well, depending on who we're traveling with, we're taking the jets around the country, or of course the Hamptons.
I was just speaking to my personal chef, Rick. Oh, what's Rick's last name? I can never remember.
Bayless?
Yes, that's it. Okay.
He's our private chef.
Right. He's not the jet chef. He's not the summer house chef. No. I was just saying to him that doesn't it seem that there is a waste of the culturality, if I may, of Chicago, that not enough attention is paid to it?
No, I understand, but I feel like Real Housewives is a I don't know what the right word is, and I'm trying not to be disrespectful to the people involved, but it's a little trashy in the way it seems.
Trashy?
It seems like you guys are a little bit more erudite. Why do you care so much about the Real Housewives franchise?
Because we want them to see what Real Housewives of Chicago are like. We even came up with taglines.
I know
we?
What my tagline would okay. be. It's not my fault that you're poor and I'm not.
And mine is, if it's not money, it's not money.
Those are your tests. So I see you want to be in the show.
Of course. We're not.
I thought that you were just mad that there wasn't a show to watch. You actually want to be in a Real Housewives of
Chicago.
We
both went to Sweetbriar. We know what we're talking about.
We both earned our MRSs.
Okay, well, I get it, but I mean, maybe...
You say finance. I say...
Banking.
Finance.
Banking.
Finance.
Banking. Who do you think set up that deal? How do you think the Chinese bought the stock exchange? That party happened at our house.
Great. Well, it sounds like I wish there were cameras there to watch that party. I see what you're saying, like the Real Housewives of Chicago. Right now, I feel like... you know, there are no plans to make that happen. That franchise has been around for decades now.
Decades?
Well, I mean,
I think that Andy Kahan needs to come to Chicago and see what is up.
So what do you think? I mean, why not just, seems like you may have money. Why not just start your own?
Oh, my goodness.
Well, we'll have to go to the club and talk about
we'll
that.
We'll have to go to the Soho House and discuss it. Ugh, I hate
We have to go to a club it. In town. I know. I'm sorry.
Fine.
We can go over to the junior league if we have to.
Fine. Hmm.
Why don't we build a new club?
Would this be what the show is? You guys just deciding what club to go to that day?
Perhaps. I mean, it's a regular day.
Do you have storylines? Like, what would be a storyline that we would cover if it was a Real Housewives of Chicago featuring Camilla and Charlotte? What would be one episode?
Well, my Preston, we're trying to figure out where he's going to school, and his grandfather went to Harvard, and his father went to Yale. So Harvard, Yale.
And my daughter is suffering with plantar fasciitis.
She is.
Suffering.
And she was a gymnast.
Oh, sad.
So she can't stand right now.
So she and I overcoming that hurdle
would be a whole
without
episode,
right? Literally having to overcome a hurdle because it would hurt would, I think, be riveting television.
Let me ask you both. I mean, what about, would we see where you go to, you know, to eat dinner, to party? Would we see where you go to the beauty shop, like that kind of stuff?
You mean our home?
I do have a salon in my home.
Yes, that's on the third floor.
And we did build a Benihana in our backyard.
We enjoyed that. We wanted the children to get interested in cultural exchange.
Without having to deal with people.
There's nothing like a good, solid, gated community.
I have a Starbucks in my kitchen.
When Rick Balas is a barista... He's a barista.
He makes a great mochaccino.
It's like a mole sauce inside a cappuccino.
There's so much chocolate in Mexican food. Mm-hmm. Love it.
Well, you know...
We love the Mexicans.
It sounds like it would be a worthwhile project for any producer on the coast who want to come to Chicago.
Exactly.
We have two people, Camilla and Charlotte, who both seem to be willing to let their lives be documented in a Real Housewives franchise here in Chicago.
The city of Chicago deserves it.
The city of big onions.
There we go. All right. Great to have you here. Thanks for sharing your diverse point of view on what we need for Chicago television.
You are welcome.
There you go. Real Housewives of Chicago. I think we need that. I mean, that's the beauty of that segment is that there are real people in Chicago. That's the real Chicago right there. Susan Messing, Rachel Mason, great performers that you can see on stage all over town. Continue to do regular segments here on the Down Low with us, and they can do a lot of different stuff. The character flaws continues.